This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm May Ortega. COVID-19 hospitalizations are up sharply over the weekend, hitting another high for the year on Monday. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
That number is 1,565. That's up 46 from the day before and the most since last December. The total is now less than 300 hospitalizations away from the pandemic peak of more than 1,800 last year. Dr. Adit Gindi is an emergency doctor at University Hospital.
So even for the non-COVID illness, you know, the hospital volumes were very high before this whole Delta wave started. Now we're really arriving at this crisis. The challenge is that we don't believe that we're at the peak of this wave of the pandemic.
Transmission remains high with the 7-day positivity rate at 9.26%, well above the 5% rate that signals trouble. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
A series of gun buyback events are coming to Denver and Aurora after multiple shootings near high schools last week. Each city will hold 4 buybacks next year. Specific dates and locations will be announced in January, but the first event is planned for March. People will be able to anonymously surrender their weapons for money. The guns will then be turned into gardening tools and jewelry. 6 teens were injured in a suspected drive-by near Aurora Central High School last Monday. 3 others were shot Friday outside Hinckley High School. A new exhibit at the History Colorado Center in Denver highlights the history of horses. The show features artifacts, photos, and activities exploring the horse's significance as a working animal, source of entertainment, and cultural symbol. The power of horses runs through early May. And we're seeing yet another day without snow or rain along the Front Range. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC.